Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question came from email. A listener emailed us to say, I am in a mom funk. I always wanted to be a mom, but I underestimated the amount of work and sacrifice that it takes. I'm exhausted. I feel like I never get a chance to catch my breath and be ready to be a mom the next morning when my kids wake up, and I spend most of the day with my kids just trying to make it to bedtime. My kids are 7 and 4, and I really thought the parenting would have gotten easier by now, but I feel just as burned out and depleted as when they were toddlers. Perhaps even more so now that they both talk nonstop and have so many opinions about everything, not to mention the endless tantrums and meltdowns which I thought would have ended at least 2 years ago. My husband works long hours, and I'm solo parenting 90% of the time. When my husband is home, he needs to sleep and he wants to relax, and he has so little time to be with the kids, let alone actually help with any housework. How do I get through this and still be a good mom at the same time? Being a parent right now feels hopeless and endless and relentless, and I'm stuck. Sometimes I find myself wondering why I had kids at all when I feel this depleted. I want to give you a hug through this microphone right now and tell you that it is not your fault for feeling depleted by this workload. The problem is that you are depleted by this workload. In other words, it's not your mindset that needs adjusting. It's your practical circumstances. You're working 24/7, 365, without a break, without a lot of support, and you're feeling overwhelmed. And then you're feeling bad about being overwhelmed. You're calling it a mom funk and wondering how you can adjust your mindset to get out of that. But you're in more than a mind funk. This is burnout. Burnout is an actual thing with a definition. I'm going to give you the World Health Organization's definition of burnout. Burnout, they say, is characterized by three dimensions: feelings of energy depletion or exhaustion, increased mental distance from one's job, feelings of negativism or cynicism, and reduced professional efficacy. So this puts you into a spiral. Your burnout grinds your gears, which reduces your ability to do what you need to do, which causes more stress because you have too much to do, which causes more burnout, which decreases your efficiency. You can't keep going like this. There is a reason you're this exhausted. You're burned out. There's a book that you should read. I'll put a link in the show notes. It's called Burnout: The Secret to Unlocking the Stress Cycle by Amelia and Emily Nagoski. It explains this in much more detail. And I know you're probably too busy to read a book, but this one is worth your while. You say your spouse is unable to participate, maybe unwilling, maybe unable, maybe some of both, but you do need help. I'm wondering if you could get a college kid to do the after-school drop-offs and pickups and homework help while you're making dinner, or, as I always preferred when my kids were this age, can they make dinner while you go to the soccer game and you help with the homework? More importantly, when do you get to sleep and relax? I'm worried that the answer is never. Your spouse, you said, works long hours, comes home and needs to sleep, needs to refill their cup, needs to recover. And I understand that your spouse's hours are long and their job is demanding, but so is yours. This is as hard as you think it is. If your spouse's workload was so great that it was affecting his output, affecting his performance, affecting his mental health, his workplace would have no choice but to address it. And I'm saying that the same thing should apply for you. Paying for a little more help is obviously an expense, but it doesn't have to be expensive. And even if it is, it might be worth cutting corners elsewhere to get that assistance. You're not weak or a bad person to be this exhausted by a job that's 24/7, 365. Your burnout is affecting your ability to parent. It's affecting your relationship with your kids and maybe your spouse as well. And it's affecting your mental health. This isn't a mom funk and you're not a bad person, but you need some sleep in Saturdays. Ask for what you need and take the guilt out of the picture. Let us know how it goes. Send us your parenting question and we might answer yours next. Email us questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
When it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play, and we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.
Are you overwhelmed by the things that get in the way of you doing what you want to do? Are you looking for ways to simplify life to better align with your values? Do you want to create space in your schedule so you have room for more of the good stuff? Play, joy, relationships, gratitude, and more? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I invite you to check out Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you'll come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Check out Edit Your Life wherever you enjoy your podcasts.